What is up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Bird, the podcast and coach here. And one of the things I like to talk about very often is the difference between internal motivations and external motivations, where it's really the internal stuff that creates this massive shift that allows you to really achieve the different things you want to achieve, while external is more of a short-term feeling that you keep on needing again and again. So that's why in this episode, we're going to focus on how do we help people create success from the inside out. Our guest who joins us for this episode, he's a mindset coach, author, speaker, and creator of the Laws of Success courses. He graduated from the School of Metaphysics course of study with his doctorate of metaphysics. Our guest recently launched the Inner Secrets of Success podcast to help anyone achieve success no matter what stage of life he or she is in. So our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Damien Nordman. Damien, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. It is truly an honor to be on here with you and to share some secrets and have some fun and get to know each other a little bit better.
Well, Damien, it's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show, and conversations is what we're all about. And the conversation we have with ourselves, the internal one, is really going to impact how far we go in life, what it is we achieve, what it is we don't achieve. So, I mean, part of that idea of creating success from the inside out is being able, like, paying attention to our thoughts and really being able to monitor them. So I'm wondering what your thoughts on are. How do we monitor the internal narrative that's in our minds and change it for the better?
That's a fantastic question. And it's actually, I mean, in some ways, it's actually kind of impossible to monitor all of our thoughts. However, I've found that a person can get better, you know, over time and throughout their lifetime. And there are so many tools. I mean, you know, there's so much that's out there now. It's kind of amazing, just like the sheer amount of content and practices, all of that. You know, I have learned a lot of those over the years, and I try to distill those down for people. So one thing that I encourage people to do is have some form of a meditation practice every day. And that can be, I mean, there's so many forms of meditation now, and really even throughout history, you know, ancient teachings from different spiritual and religious groups all the way up to very modern people who have really studied like the science of meditation. So there's a lot of different options. And I feel like now there's something for everybody where even if you're just doing a 5 or 10 minute practice every day, or it could be longer. Like some of us like to meditate more for like 30 or 40 minutes a day or an hour. But anything you can do to quiet your mind, to use the breath, to relax, to get just get more still or more focused, then, you know, it does enable us to hear ourselves better, hear our thoughts, hear what's coming from, I feel like, just like a deeper place within us, whether you want to call that your inner self or your soul or your guidance or your heart, or, you know, there's so many different words for it. But, yeah, I mean, that's the first thing I would say is, having a daily meditation practice, even if it's only for 5 minutes a day, that can be incredibly life-changing over months and years.
Meditation is something I hear again and again, and my brother does it religiously. I run every day, so I guess like some people call that a form of meditation. It just depends on how you view it, but just being able to have that quiet place where it's just you and your thoughts, because Damien makes a great point. Like, we have so many thoughts in our minds per day. You can't really monitor all of those thoughts. It's just something you can't, like, if you, that's just so much brain power to actually monitor each individual thought that enters, but you can figure out themes. And when you do find that quiet place, you do figure out more about, you know, what are these different themes that are in your internal system right now. And I think the meditation piece is really important. So can you share with us, like, how, like, do you meditate at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day? And for busy people who think they can't find 15 minutes, how do you suggest we find time to do it?
Those are some more great questions. So one thing I want to touch on real quickly, because you said you run, and I feel like that is a good place for people to go to if they're just like right now just not interested in meditation or just not feel like they don't have the time yet. A form of exercise, hatha yogas, all the different, you know, yoga movement yogas, running. I used to be a runner. I ran cross country in high school for a couple years. Yeah. And I mean, you can really sink into a deeper state in some of these different practices, because some people are more kinetic and kinesthetic in how they tap into that. And there are actually movement meditations people can do where they're like walking meditations, standing meditations. So that's, you know, those are all doable. And then if a person wants to take it to that next level where you're sitting down meditating, I mean, it does have a certain benefit where you can get into some really deep states. So again, if a person just takes even, I mean, literally 5 minutes, and I feel like, you know, everybody, I feel like everybody wastes 5 minutes. I mean, I waste 5 minutes a day, usually pretty deliberately these days, but, you know, everybody has some time during the day that they, when they start out or when they're about to go to bed. And honestly, I have done meditation in the morning, in the evening, in the middle of the day. Sometimes I will just, you know, mix it up and do all three, or at least at the beginning and the end. So there, again, there's different teachings. Some people will say, oh, you know, you got to meditate first thing in the morning. And some people will say, oh, no, you got to meditate, you know, last thing before you go to bed. And it's like, those are really good times. I mean, those are some peak times, because we start to get into, and this gets into some of the more nerdy, fun scientific stuff, but you know, when you're first waking up, you're coming out of your dream states, your REM states, and also it's been measured now with scientifically that we are in these gamma brain waves and delta brain waves and alpha. And then once we are fully woken up, we kick into what's called beta brain waves, which is kind of what we're in right now. Like our reasoning, our thinking, our conscious talking, doing things. And it's a little harder to tap into your intuition and that inner guidance when you're in that beta brainwave, which can get really busy. So even getting into like an alpha state, which is more of sort of a relaxed, sometimes daydreamy, imaginative, reverie state, that can really help a person to calm down. And we do find ourselves in those alpha states throughout the day, you know, when we're in a more relaxed processing mode. You know, sometimes if you're just learning something and then you start to kind of work with it in your mind, or you're in a real imaginative state or creative state, artists often get in that alpha state. So again, there's not necessarily any right or wrong way, because so many people do it differently. I would just recommend trying something, you know, giving yourself a few minutes at the beginning or ending of each day when you're kind of transitioning and kind of sink into something, maybe even just paying attention to your breath for 5 minutes can be very powerful.
And I love how you mentioned the alpha and the beta waves, because I feel like there are people who they will force something on themselves. So like, let's say you are super deep into writing a book, because I write a lot of books, so I'll use that example. If you're super deep into writing the book and you kind of force yourself to do something else, I mean, you could just write the book a little bit longer and then just do that other thing later. Similarly, when it comes to alpha and beta, don't try and do alpha stuff. Like, don't try and do that like idea and imaginative stuff when you're in the beta wavelength. So like, don't try and force it on yourself. Make it come more naturally. I know for me personally, after midnight, the ideas are really flowing and I'm more in the alpha state. I don't stay up past midnight very often, but when I do want to come up with new ideas, I do stay up extra late to have those ideas come out. Now, when it comes to the meditation, all these different thoughts that come up, earlier I talked about internal, external. And regardless of your approach, like if you're internal, you're external, and that's the area you change, at the end, we want an external change. Like we want a certain increase in income. We want a certain status or whatever it may be. So how do we take these internal thoughts and do the action that is necessary to have the changes we want in our lives?
Yeah, it's another fantastic question. So again, there's a lot of ways to look at that. One of the biggest things that I found is very helpful is then transitioning from things like meditation, where actually when you are meditating and when you are connecting more deeply with yourself, kind of like what you were saying, we have these inspired thoughts, right? We have these creative ideas that come to us and these surges of creativity that come into our mind. And so you're absolutely right, which is just simply finding even one simple thing to do with that, like one action to take. And I've also found that visualizing, and I think that's part of what people don't realize is so powerful, is when you plan something, when you start to visualize it, when you write your goals down, right, or write your desires down, or the things that you're passionate about, you know, even just taking that simple step of writing down what you're now inspired to do and what you want to create, that's another step in the right direction. I mean, obviously, if you just stop there, you're not going to see results. And like you said, you're not going to get the external manifestations happening. But if you'll at least start to write things down, maybe do a mind map or a vision board, it's like if the thing that you want to do seems too big to you or too overwhelming, or which I know I've experienced so many times in my life of having like massive visions and then just like totally paralyzed, right? For like, oh man, what do I do? What do I do first? What do I do next? So sometimes just even doing something to take that from your mind and get it onto paper or onto a form, even typing it up or something like that, or even talking about it with another person, I've found can be super powerful, because we all kind of process things differently. But if you can find one or two of these things that work for you to kind of keep that excitement, enthusiasm, and that creativity moving, then the desire to take the next step will keep being there. And you'll either know from within, or, you know, you can find someone who maybe can help you with the next step. And that's, you know, that kind of gets into, you know, my whole thing with coaches and mentors, which, and teachers and all this sort of thing, because I feel like every great person who's achieved anything, I mean, even if you look at Tony Robbins, who's, you know, one of the most famous motivational speakers, you know, just super famous guy. I mean, if it wasn't for Jim Rohn, who he studied with, who knows, maybe he wouldn't be who he is today. So I know that was a lot.
I mean, it's interesting you bring up Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn, because a lot of people, they think Tony Robbins, but no one really thinks of Jim Rohn as much. Now, Tony does mention Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn also has that famous quote, "You are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with." If you're in the self development space, you've probably heard of that quote. If not, this is your first time you've heard it, you're going to hear it more. But one of the things you bring up is this sense of mentorship, where you can only do so much on your own. And I do feel like with Google, with using YouTube in an educational way, with podcasts, there is this sense of, I can do this by myself, I don't need to pay the coach. So what are your thoughts on that when it comes to mentorship and coaches versus just being able to find all this information online for free?
Well, you're right. There is almost like a glut of information now. I mean, it's, and I've watched it. Oh my gosh, I'm in my mid-40s, and I'm just thinking, like, when I was 20, you know, the internet was around, but and there was already a lot that was on it. But now it's like, I mean, it's just like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, you know, searches, internet, websites, just, you know, podcasts, so much information that it can be so overwhelming. It can be just so incredibly overwhelming. And so I found for myself personally, and really the people I've taught and mentored, and just really paying attention to the successful people who are really any level of success, you know, who are making their ideas happen from even sort of a basic level all the way up to the very famous people you've heard about, they've all had mentors, they've all had coaches, and they've also all had teams. You know, it's like you're trying to do something all by yourself. I've tried that route a few times in my life in a few different ways, and it's so challenging and so daunting to try to do something by yourself. So yeah, I definitely encourage people to find a mentor and to try, you know, to try one out for a year and see what happens, to get a coach. And, you know, a great thing about it is, you don't have to keep a coach forever. You know, you can try them for a year. You can see what you learn from them. And if you find yourself more successful, that's awesome. If you learn some things, but you wanted to move on to somebody else, I think, you know, there are so many great people to learn from. And then having a team, you know, you don't even have to necessarily hire people anymore. It's so easy. Like, I've finally started really working with virtual assistants. You know, I've known about them for years. It's like, okay, Damien, you know, I've led people before when I was at the School of Metaphysics, and it was so much easier. Like, when I had lots of people to work with, like a big School of Metaphysics branch was always much easier to lead and direct than if it was just like three or four of us, right? It was like, oh my gosh, you know, how do we do this? So I'm a huge fan of mentors and coaches and teachers. And I'm also a huge fan of building your team. And that can be as simple as, you know, just going on Fiverr or posting like I did, posting on Facebook and saying, who knows of a good virtual assistant? And I got like four recommendations, you know, within a day. And I just kind of vetted them and tested them out and started to realize that, oh, wow, I can increase my productivity so much because there's things that I don't even want to learn how to do, let alone taking the time to figure it out myself. So huge fan of all of that, for sure.
I mean, it is great to have the mentor to guide you. And having an assistant, I mean, I've been on and off. Like, now I have assistants again, but like, I've been on and off with that. And when you go on, like, you get assistants for the first time and then like they leave or you fire them, whatever it is, it's like, oh, wow, I really miss having the assistants. So then you go and you get Fiverr is a great resource, onlinejobs.ph and Upwork. Those are three. If you should definitely find a good person if you're using those three resources to find virtual assistants. But I strongly recommend them. When it comes to the mentorship, I mean, you could just get all the information online, but it's different when you have a coach. Like, the relationship I have with my clients, and this is just like standard with any coaching client, is you could find the stuff that we are saying online, but it's like, if I'm one of Damien's clients, instead of like me Googling like how to strengthen my mindset, Damien could say like, Mark, this is what you have to do to strengthen your mindset and keep me accountable. That is something you do not get from a blog post. That is not something you do not get from a video or from a podcast episode. It's something you get from that mentorship experience. So I definitely think it's a really great add if you can do it. I've invested in coaches myself. You could join Facebook groups to get that free love, like the Breakthrough Success group. But I really think mentorship is one of the best things you could do moving forward.
Yeah. Well, and you brought something up that, it really does. It can save you time. And especially, I think that's where finding a coach that's the right fit for you. Like, I can say it from both examples. Like, I recently started with a couple new business and life coaches who are such a great fit for me because our values are very similar. Some of our approaches are very similar. Our backgrounds are a little different, but there's enough similarity that we can kind of speak each other's language. And also, they're doing a lot of what I, you know, am doing and want to do more of. So that's been very helpful. And then looking from one of the people who I am their coach, her coach, who's one of my new clients, you know, like you mentioned, the accountability piece can be huge. I mean, it can be so huge. That was one of the main reasons why she hired me. And I've only been working with her now for about 2 months, and she's really enjoyed it. And she's been in her field for 25 years. She's been with her company for 25 years. And yet she hit a point where she didn't necessarily have someone to be accountable to anymore, right? And so that was like the main thing that she wanted me for. Of course, she's getting a bunch of other cool tips and techniques and you know, meditation and stuff she didn't bargain for, which she's enjoying. But you're absolutely right. Even just having some accountability, I feel like, is massive for any of us.
Yeah, I mean, accountability is huge. I've seen it with myself. When I want to pursue something, when I get a coach, I pursue it so much more. Like, for anything that I've really excelled in, it's just me having a coach and, you know, the extra accountability when you put money, you make the money investment. It's like, now I have to take this seriously instead of just dabbling with it, which is what a lot of people do when it's all free and there's no commitment, there's no accountability. So those are going to be some of the things that really help propel you forward. Another thing I'm going to suggest how you could propel yourself forward is to check out Damien's work. We will be throwing a few links in the show notes, but where are some good places we could go to keep following what you're doing?
Well, you mentioned the Inner Secrets of Success podcast, which hasn't even been going for a year yet. It's getting close to a year. I'm a little greener than you, and really enjoying it. And I'm also doing a 7-week masterclass called Purpose, Passion, and Power: Discovering Your Dharma. And that's starting January the 15th. And that's just a class I'm doing with people on Zoom where we're going to be exploring like what purpose is, like why do you do things? Why are you here? What's important to you? And passion, like what gets you fired up? What gets you ignited? And then also power, like how do you manifest things? How do you create? How do you, how do you become empowered and stay in your power so that you can create what you desire and be more fulfilled in life? And and also we're going to be kind of diving into something that's a little more out there, which is everybody who comes to that course receives what's called a Dharma reading, which is actually an intuitive reading that people can learn basically what your life purpose is, like your essence, like your dharmic essence for this lifetime. So you can go to DamienNordman.com. Or DamienNordman.com/courses, and you can actually find out more about that. And I love helping people just dive into their purpose, dive into who they are, and mastering their mindset, and just getting better in any way possible is kind of what my life's been all about.
Well, we'll definitely have all those links in the show notes. I mean, we've got courses, we've got another podcast for you to check out after Breakthrough Success. I mean, just listening to podcasts alone that inspire you, that motivate you, can really move you forward in so many different ways. And Damien's one of those kinds of guests who helps people get those kinds of feelings and take action. So I do appreciate you for taking the time to come on the show. It was such a pleasure having you on Breakthrough Success.
Yeah, Mark, this has been absolutely an honor and a total joy, and great to finally to virtually meet you.